This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned home after successfully concluding his two-nation visit to United States and France. Mr. Modi arrived in New Delhi last night. Prime Minister Modi visited the United States at the invitation of President Donald Trump. This was Prime Minister's first visit to the U.S. after the inauguration of President Trump for a second term. During a substantive and productive visit to the U.S., Prime Minister Modi held bilateral discussions with President Trump in Washington. The discussions covered the entire gamut of the relationship, ranging from strategic and security cooperation, as well as regional and global issues of concern. During the first leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi visited France from 10th to 12th of this month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his Ukrainian counterpart Andriy Sybiha on the sidelines of Munich Security Conference in Germany late last night. The two leaders discussed ongoing efforts towards resolution of the Ukraine conflict. They also spoke on further advancement of India-Ukraine bilateral cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar also met Defence Minister of Germany Boris Pistorius. Their talks resolved around bilateral cooperation and the Ukraine development. The 61st Munich Security Conference, or MSC, began at Munich in Germany yesterday, bringing together policymakers and experts to discuss pressing global security challenges. In his first engagement at the conference, Dr. Jaishankar spoke during a panel discussion on the topic, Live to Vote Another Day, Fortifying Democratic Resilience. The External Affairs Minister expressed optimism over the direction of India's democracy. He highlighted India as a democracy that delivers. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has come down heavily upon Europe and its leaders, accusing them of suppressing free speech, failing to stop illegal migration and retreating from some of its most fundamental values. Speaking at the MSC 2025 yesterday, Mr. Vance said, "The European politics is infected by media censorship, cancelled elections and political correctness." Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has constituted a 31-member select committee to examine the new income tax bill. The panel will be headed by BJP MP Bejayant Panda and it will submit its report by the first day of the next session. The Income Tax Bill 2025, which aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax, was introduced in the Lok Sabha on Thursday. While introducing the bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had urged the Lok Sabha Speaker to refer the draft law to a select committee of the House. President Draupadi Murmu will grace the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Birla Institute of Technology, BIT, Mesra in Ranchi today. The six-month-long celebrations of the engineering institution will begin from 11 in the morning with the President's address and continue till 15th of July this year. The President arrived on two-day visit to Ranchi yesterday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long visit to Jammu today. During the visit, Vice President will preside as chief guest at the 10th convocation of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi University in Katra. Israel has announced the names of the three hostages said to be released from the captivity of Palestinian armed group Hamas in the Gaza Strip today. It will be the sixth exchange of hostages and Palestinian prisoners under the ceasefire deal that came into effect last month. The list was delivered to Israel through Qatari and Egyptian mediators. Prisoner Media Office of Hamas said that release of 369 Palestinian prisoners by Israel is expected in exchange of the three hostages. These prisoners include 36 serving life sentences and 333 hailing from Gaza. In squash, the Indian girls and boys teams both have advanced to the semi-finals of the Asian Junior Team Championship in Hong Kong. The Indian girls team finished second in Pool B to seal a spot in the last four. Anahat Singh won all her matches 3-0 in pool stage. Now the girls team will face home favourite Hong Kong in the semi-finals today. On the boys' side, India defeated Hong Kong to enter the semi-finals. They will now take on Malaysia today for a spot in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.